I'm a bit more old fashioned, so I need to use this pulpit.
还有一个原因就是我的手一直会发抖，我怕我拿东西的时候给大家一个错觉。
And my hand is shaking most of the time, so if I hold my Bible in my hands, then I might give you a wrong impression.
我记得我有一次经过澳洲海关， 他要查我行李，我的手一直抖，给他叫到房间里面去。
I was going through Australian Custom one day, and he saw that my hand, Custom officer saw my hand keep shaking, they suspicious me, so they put me into interview room.
所以我必须用讲台来消除这种的误会。
So I need to use this pulpit to prevent any wrong understanding.
我们先有一点祷告。
Let's pray.
耶稣，感谢你把我们带到这山上来，为的要来亲近你。
Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for bringing us up to this mountain here so we can draw near to you.
主，正如我们进来以后就一直的有这样的诗歌和祈求在你面前。
As we enter this camp, we have hymns that talk about our desire before you.
求主给我们意象。
May you give us vision.
就是你的自己。
That is yourself.
因为若不是你工作，人所有的话语都是枉然。
Because unless you work, all men's words are emptiness.
主，如果你给我们恩典，在我们中间做事。
Lord, may you grant us grace and work among us.
在这个营会当中，不管是有人因着一句话语，或者有人因着别人一个爱心的关怀，一个微笑。
In this camp, whether it's through someone's word, through a care for someone, through a smile.
让我们都在主的里边因此而得着你自己的供应。
That we may receive your care and supply in this camp.
更多的来认识你。
And to know you better.
也更多的让你在我们身上活出你自己的生命。
And that your life may live out of us.
我们把下午这一点点的信息的时间，求主圣灵在这里来对我们的心说话。
We commit this time for message to your hands. May the Holy Spirit speak to each one of us.
但愿我们听见的远在人的言语之外，是圣灵在人心中说话。
May we hear not man's word, but the words of the Holy Spirit speaking to our hearts.
我们这样恭敬地交托，祷告奉主耶稣的名。
So we reverently commit this time to your hands and pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
这次营会的主题大家都已经很清楚，就是耶稣，我的王和他的国度。
And we are all familiar with the theme of this camp, that Jesus is my King and His kingdom.
那么我亲爱的弟兄Neil，他会注重在他的国度这一部分。
And my dear brother Neil, he will be concentrating on Jesus' kingdom.
我注重的部分会在我的王耶稣这一部分。
And I will emphasize on Jesus as our King.
主若愿意，我会分成三个的题目来讲到耶稣。
The Lord willing, I'll be spending three times of messages with you talk about Jesus.
第一个题目是他是谁。
First, topic will be who is Jesus.
第二个题目是他做了什么。
And the second topic about Jesus is that what did he do?
第三个题目是他说了什么。
And the third topic will be what did he say?
当然我相信再给商谈也没办法讲完我们的耶稣。
Of course, if you give me three more sessions, I will not be have enough time to talk to you about Jesus.
但是我们盼望的是当我们都把眼睛来转向我们的主耶稣的时候。
But if we turn our eyes, focus on the Lord Jesus,
那些奇妙的事情会发生在你，在我的身上。
Then amazing thing will happen to you and to me.
我记得圣经中福音书记载到，每一个人他第一次见到耶稣的时候，就有一种无可逆转的事情发生。
And I saw in the gospel that everyone who met Jesus for the first time, something amazing happened to their life.
你如果去想想耶稣那些门徒的生活。
Think about the life of the disciples.
尼哥底母来见耶稣。
Nicodemus came to see Jesus.
他本来自己本身就是个教导人的人。
We know that Nicodemus himself was a teacher.
但是他知道耶稣的教导与他的教导有很大不一样。
But he knew something different to Jesus' teaching and to his teaching.
所以他来见耶稣直截了当说，你的教导我们都觉得非常好。
And he said to Jesus that, Teacher, your teaching were very good.
再告诉我一点东西是人如何能得永生。
And he asked him, how would a person gain eternal life?
如果我们当中，当然我们当中很多都是很有为的年轻人。
And many of us here, young people who are very, very capable.
你们可以在学校，在社会上学到很多的知识，很多的文化。
In school, in the society here, you can learn many things.
但是有一个事情是世界上的老师给不了你的。
But there's something that the teachers of the world cannot give you.
所以你发现世界上有一个绝顶聪明的人，你们知道是谁吗？
So you knew that there was a very smart person in the world. Who do you think he is?
谁肯回答我？对，所罗门。
And there was this wise man called Solomon.
他不止富有，他不止有智慧。
Not only he was rich, he was also full of wisdom.
而且他能够说凡我想要的我都得到。
And he said whatever he needs, he wants, he get it.
我相信我们当中还没有多少人能享有他这么大的权利。
No one here can enjoy such authority that he has enjoyed in the past.
他想要什么他都有办法得到。
Whatever he wants, he'll get it.
但是他后来说这么一句话。
But then later on he said this.
所有的一切都归于虚空。
He said, everything is vanity.
如果死亡是所有人的共同结局的话，
If death is a common destination for all people,
你今天再本事、再富有、再聪明，
No matter how talented, how rich, how materially blessed you are,
他就觉得人生是一种的讽刺。
Then your life is still a big sarcastic criticism of you.
当然我们知道当耶稣来了以后，圣经上就有一个这样很好的宣告。
But when Jesus came, he gave us such a great proclamation.
耶稣亲自的这样说过。
Jesus himself said.
他说看啊，这里有一个人比所罗门更大。
He said, here there is a man greater than Solomon.
他来了。
He came.
他不是来教导你一些做事为人的方法。
He's not giving you a set of rules of how to live better.
他也不是来提升你的智力
跟道德。He's not here to raise your moral standard or to raise your intelligence.
他来了却要改变人的生命。真正的意义在哪里？
But here he came to change the destiny of your life.
所以第一个题目我们要说到的是，他是谁？
So therefore we need to focus today who Jesus is.
我们先读约翰福音一章。
Can we look at John chapter 1?
第一章一到第四节。
Chapter 1, verse 1 to verse 4.
我们找到一起念吧。
When you found it, just read together.
太初
有
道，
道
与
神
同
在，
道
就
是
神。
这道太初与神同在，
万物是借着他造的， 凡被造的，
没
有一样不是藉着他造的。生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
这里说到道就是神。
Here he said the word was God.
而且万物是藉着他造的。
And all things were created through him.
我们常常很简单的可以对人证明有神的事实。
We can easily prove to people that there is a God.
因为万物都是他造的。
Because all creation was created by him.
所以在整个的宇宙当中，你举起你的眼睛，你就看见神的作为，他的作为。
Because you need to just turn your eyes to look at the creation around you, you can see the handiwork of God.
我有时候早期的时候，我遇到一些到澳洲来留学的学生。
In the earlier days when I was in Australia, I met some postgraduate students in Australia.
当我们跟他们传福音，当然第一个就会讲到有神的问题。
So whenever we preach gospel to them, we talk about the existence of God.
那中国是实行无神论的教育，唯物主义教育。
Many of them came from China, came from an atheistic educational background.
然后他们会很简单的给我一个回答。
And they will quite simply give me an answer.
神在哪里？拿出来给我看，我马上就信。
Where is God? Show me God, and I'll believe.
你们有碰到人这样回答你吗？
Have you met people
挑战你吗？
Who challenge you in this way?
那我就很简单的对他说。
And I will say to him simply.
抬头看看天。
I say, lift your eyes and look at the sky.
低头看看草。
And then lower your eyesight and look at the grass on the field.
在你周围满了神的作为。
I say among you there are so many handiworks of God that you can see.
谁用智慧创造了这么有规律、这么美好、恰到其处的宇宙？
Who can create and sustain such a universe with such order and beauty?
难道可以用一声大爆炸来解释的吗？
Can you explain this all with a Big Bang theory?
我只看见一个杯一甩就碎了。
I saw a cup fell to the ground and broke into pieces.
我没有看见把一些瓷器甩一甩甩成个杯出来的。
I can never see broken pieces of glass can become a cup.
在你自己身上满了神创造的智慧在你的身上。
I say,In you, full of the handiwork of God's wisdom, who made you.
所以圣经就这样的说。
So the Bible says,
神的永能和神性是明明可知的。
The eternal power and God's nature can be clearly seen.
虽是眼不能看。
Even though your eyes cannot see it.
但是藉着受造之物就可以晓得，而且叫人无可推诿。
But through the creation that you knew that there is a God, there's no excuse to say there's no God.
当然我不会停留很多时间在这里跟你解释这个东西。
Of course, I will not remain here to try to explain to you further.
但是只要你愿意用心的思想。
But if you're willing to think about it.
你知道有时候我听见那个宇航员啊登月。
Once I heard of this man, 宇航员。
宇航员就是。
Astronaut.
他们到月球上看上边去看见什么东西？
And they went up to the,To the moon, what did they see?
看见滚滚的沙尘啥都没。
They saw this a pile of dust and nothing else.
有时候我就在想哦。
And I think.
我说如果那时候突然间在地上长几根草起来。
If suddenly on the moon there are a few blades of grass start to grow.
这个宇航员会成为宇宙中非常巨大的发明者。
And then perhaps these astronauts will be the biggest inventor in the world.
你我天天吵在草地上。
But you and I lying on the grass.
我们却从来没有想过神给我们多少的恩典。
We never thought about giving thanks to God for the grace of being able to do that.
当然，每一个地方，每一个环境上你都能找到神 创造跟智慧奇妙的证据。
So in every place, in everywhere, you can find the wisdom of God's creation.
但是有一个最根本的问题是什么？
But there was a there's a simple problem.
这里是说到生命在他里头。
Here talk about in him was life.
所有的东西，凡是有生命的，都从他而来。
In everything that has life came from God.
你身上有一个生命。
You and I have a life within us.
你以为是父母给你的就够了。
Did you think that it's only given to you by your parents?
生命的起源是神所给的。
The source of life came from God.
因为他就是生命。
Because in him was life.
有一次我看见报纸在登。
One day I saw on the newspaper there was an article.
一位很伟大的画家。
There was a great painter.
他画了一个向日葵，可能你们很多人都知道。
He drew a sunflower. Perhaps many of you knew about that painting.
听说那一幅画当时拍卖了$3,000,000。
I heard that it was sold for $30 million.
然后我正好就看见前边有一个活的向日葵。
And I saw, in front of me there was a live, a real sunflower.
然后我就想他那个向日葵天天一样。
I say his painting of the sunflower looks the same every single day.
但是这个长在地里的向日葵呢，天天不一样。
But the sunflower that grow on the ground, it looks different every single day.
它的区别在哪里？
Where was the difference?
里边有生命。
Because in that real sunflower, there is life in it.
有些姐妹啊，很懒得种花。
Some sisters are very lazy about planting flowers.
她说麻烦死了，又要浇水，又要杀虫。
You say so troublesome. You have to water it. You have to get rid of the pests and so forth.
所以她干脆买了一束假花摆在家里，天天在。
So every day they just they actually brought the plastic flowers and artificial flowers.
又漂亮又不用浇花浇水。
They say it is so pretty to look at and there's no need to water it and so forth.
但是如果你真正的问你自己内在的生命，
But if you ask yourself that inner life that you have,
你只能赞赏人工能够造到一个花像真的这么像。
You say that artificial flower looks nearly the same as a real one.
但是你不会爱上它。
But you will not love it.
如果你自己在家里种一盆花。
But if you actually planted a bowl of flowers.
我还告诉你们一个秘密。
Let me tell you a secret.
Neil 的太太种很多兰花很美。
Neil's wife has planted many orchids. They look beautiful.
什么颜色都有。
All types of colors.
我不会种花，但是我家也种了几盆玫瑰。
I do not really know how to take care of flowers, but I do have a few roses at home.
你知道，当这个玫瑰开始在发蕾，准备开花的时候，我的心高兴得不得了。
Do you know that every time the roses has a bud and about to blossom to become a flower, I became very excited.
它天天在长大。
Because every day is growing.
我们要知道生命对我们是这样的真实。
Because to me, life is like that, it's so real.
生命对我们是这样的宝贵。
Life is so precious.
生命在它里头。
And the Bible says, in him,was life.
从主自己的话里边，我们明确的知道一件事。
So in Jesus' word, we understood one thing.
人必须有了耶稣才有生命。
If anyone had Jesus in him there will be life.
一个没有耶稣的人，他的生命失去了他的价值。
A person without Jesus, his life lost its value.
也失去了他的意义。
Lost its meaning.
所以历世历代很多的人开始在那里寻找生命的意义。
So there are many people throughout generation try to look for the meaning of life.
也有很多很多的宗教在帮助我们去理解生命的意义。
And many religions try to teach us to understand what is the meaning of life.
当圣经在这里说到,
But when the Bible said,
道成了肉身,住在我们中间,丰丰满满的有恩典有真理的时候,
And the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, full of grace and truth.
这就是我们福音的特殊的地方。
This is the unique point about the gospel.
这是任何宗教所没有也不能接受的。
It is something that no other religions can give you or accept.
因为不管什么宗教,
Because whatever religion it is,
他都告诉我们那一位的神又伟大又圣洁又公义。
They all tell us about a God who is righteous, who is glorious.
没有任何的人能够站立在他的面前。
And no human being can stand before this God.
所以宗教给我们一个观念，就是必须存一个非常胆战心惊的心态去站在神的面前。
So all religion teaches that we need to stand with fear and trembling before this holy and righteous God.
你就发现为什么当耶稣来到地上的时候
That's why when you discover when Jesus came to this world,
所有的宗教人物都恨死了他。
All the religious people hated him.
因为在宗教的概念里边
Because in their thinking,
神不可能在肉体的里边。
God is impossible dwell in human flesh.
他必须在至高之处，高高在上。
He must be in a high and lofty place, far away from human being.
没有人可以理解他，没有人可以明白他。
No one can know him, no one can understand him.
但是，在时候满足的时候，
But at the fullness of time,
圣经告诉我们，神就取了肉身的形象，来到人的中间。
The Bible tells us that God became flesh and came and lived among us.
保罗在他快要走的时候，他也说了这么一句话。
Paul, before he departed from this place, he said,
他说大哉敬虔的奥秘。
He said, great is the mystery of godliness.
无人不以为然。
That no one can really understand it.
就是神成了肉身。
That God became flesh, manifested in the flesh.
神成了肉身是所有宗教以为最大的亵渎。
And God became flesh. Many religions thought that is the biggest blasphemy.
所以哪怕有启示的犹太教
Even in Judaism, which is supposed to have the revelation of God.
当耶稣说我与父原为一的时候
When Jesus said, I and my Father are one.
他们就马上要拿石头打死他。
They took up stone, they want to stone him to death.
耶稣问过他们，你们为什么要打我？
And Jesus asked them, why do you want to stone me?
我行了那么多善事。
I did many good things.
他们说我不是为善事打你。
They say, we do not try to kill you because of the good things, good words.
因为你是个人，竟然把自己当成神啊。
But you merely a man, make yourself out to be a God.
神来做人，这就是我们的福音的内容。
God became man. This is the content of our gospel.
神来做人带给我们几个一切其他宗教无法提供的最美的福音。
God became man. This is the gospel that no other religions can give you.
圣经解释这件事的时候是这样说的。
And when the Bible explained this, it says,
因为我们既然都是肉身的人。
Since we are all born of human flesh,
所以耶稣必须取了肉身的形象。
And therefore Jesus must became in the found in the fashion of man.
他特意要来，可以给我们跟他发生接触。
He came so that he can get in touch with us.
我刚才说到，所有的宗教你不能碰到神的。
We knew that in all other religions, you cannot talk about God.
你不能看见神的。
You cannot touch God or see God.
你不能听见神的。
Or even hear him.
但是只有耶稣来到，人 可以跟他产生这一种这么亲近、这么密切的关系。
But when Jesus came, man can have such a good relationship with him.
门徒约翰这样的说。
And the apostle John, the disciple John said.
他说，论到起初原有的生命之道。
Concerning the word of life that was from the beginning.
就是我们亲手摸到、亲耳听见、亲眼看见的。
Said the one we have heard, the one which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled.
我把我们所看见、所听见的来告诉你们。
So therefore we declare to you the eternal life which we have seen and heard.
弟兄姐妹，这一点太重要了。
Brother and sister, this is so important.
我们基督徒的信仰，我们跟耶稣的关系，不可能只是道理的关系。
Our relationship with the Lord Jesus is not just about doctrine.
更不是一种仪式上的关系。
Or even about the ceremonies of Christianity.
一定是你能够去摸到它，听见它，而且去跟他有交通的关系。
You must be able to touch him. You must be able to hear him. You must be able to have fellowship with him.
道成了肉身，有一个很清楚的目的。
The word became flesh for a clear purpose.
他就是把神的爱完全的彰显在人的中间。
He declared to us the love of God among men.
神不满意，我们只是知道有一位神，我们必须尊敬他。
God is not happy or satisfied that we knew about him and that we are to honor him alone.
神愿意跟人来往。
But God wants to have a relationship with you.
所以他说，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，是丰丰满满的，有恩典，有真理。
And that's why it says that the Word became flesh, and He dwelt among us, full of grace and truth.
在座的，如果你还没有信耶稣，
My friends, if you have yet to believe in Jesus,
我劝你亲自的去问耶稣。
I beseech you to actually try to ask Jesus yourself.
我想起我当年怎么会信耶稣。
I thought about how I came to know Jesus in my youth.
当然我的故事不会讲全部，不然没要讲到晚上。
I will not tell you the whole story, otherwise you'll be here till evening.
我只是很简单讲。
Let me just simply tell you.
我在学校读书的时候，我其实我才刚刚小学毕业。
I was in school, I just finished primary school.
我在学校里受的教育是共产主义教育。
And I received education from the Communist Party.
我受的教育告诉我，宗教是麻醉人精神的鸦片。
And my education taught me that religions are opium of the people. They try to corrupt your soul.
是软弱人的精神拐杖。
It is actually the staff for those who are spiritually weak.
如果你是够勇敢、够刚强、够有文化的
，If you are strong and have culture and are brave，
你就不会制造一个偶像给你自己。
Then you do not need to create an idol for yourself。
因为在无神论的观点里边，神都是人造的。
Because in the atheistic teaching of communism, that all gods were created by man。
其实用圣经的衡量尺度来说。他们都被这世界的神弄瞎了眼睛。
So in the words of the Bible, we can say that they are all blinded by the God of this world.
因为我刚才说，你张开眼睛一看，到处都是神的作为，你怎么说看不见呢
？Because you only need to open your eyes and see the handiwork of God everywhere in nature. How can you say there's no God?
还有那个时候有很多运动。
And in those days, there are many movements.
没有人知道自己在做什么。
No one really knows what they are doing.
大家只知道要忠于毛主席。
And all they think about is to be faithful towards the chairman Mao.
不过在座的连毛主席是谁都不知道了。
A lot of people here, perhaps you do not know who chairman Mao is.
那个时候我小学刚毕业。
So I just finished primary school.
我就开始思想这个问题。
And I start thinking about this question.
到底有没有神？
Is there a God?
如果没有神，整个生命就没意义。
Because if there's no God, then my life is without meaning.
因为没有神，我做好人，我做坏人，同等的结局。
Because if there's no God, then I being good or being bad has the same ending.
我做富人，我做穷人，同样的结局。
I'm a rich man or I'm a poor man, same result.
因为坟墓最公平。
Because the grave is the bad, the like a
谁都没有资格看不起第二个人。
It's a great equal ground that everyone will end up.
但是我又看见一些的基督徒。
Then I saw some Christians.
他们被人拿去游街斗争。
They have been persecuted. They have been sent to the streets to parade before men.
他们受到很多不公平的对待。
They have been so unfairly treated.
但是他们是为着相信耶稣而受这种的苦头。
But they suffer all this because they believe in Jesus.
我有机会去见过这样的人。
So I had the opportunity to meet such Christians.
当我跟他们谈话的时候。
So when I was talking to them.
叫我十分十分吃惊的一件事。
Something that really shocked me is this.
因为那个时候我有个班主任。
Because in those days I have a class principal.
平时总是叫我要积极，要靠近进步，要争取进入共青团。
He always encouraged me to do well, to study well, and try to get into the young Communist Party.
但是不幸的是，文哥一开始呢，他就给人家红卫兵不知怎么搞的，打得跳楼了。
But during the Cultural Revolution, he was somehow under the persecution of the Red Army. In the end, he jumped off the building to kill himself.
使自己成为一个瘸腿的人的时候
when he fell to the ground and became a cripple,
他所有的共产主义理想都粉碎了。
All the ideas about communism had all been broken as well.
他心中充满了怨恨。
And his heart is full of hatred.
但是当我看见基督徒被人这样不法的对待的时候
But when I saw Christians being unfairly treated,
白天他们叫他挂一个很重的东西站在那里90度的脚来向人民鞠躬。
And on the daytime, they are putting something heavy on their neck, and they have to bow down 90 degrees to as if saying sorry to the public.
在那里晒太阳。
And they are being put under the sun.
当他们回家做饭的时候。
When they go home and start to cook.
当时那帮不懂事的红卫兵就往他锅里边放沙。
And some of those Red Armies would come to their house and throw sand into their rice.
那照理他每天受这种的对待，他应该充满怨恨。
Surely they should have some hatred in them if they have been unfairly treated like this every single day.
但是当我去见这样的人的时候
，But when I go to visit them,
我也很简单问了他一个问题
，and ask them a question.
耶稣在哪里
？I say, where is Jesus?
你的信仰值得你付出这么多吗
？Your belief is it worth you giving up so much of your life?
他的回答叫我大吃一惊。
And his answer really shocked me.
他说：“正因为耶稣，我今天的遭遇，我要感谢。
”He said, "Just because of Jesus, all that I met with today."I want to give thanks to him.
因为这一位又真又活的神，我的救主，他看我配得过为他的名来受羞辱。
Because my Savior, this true and living God, he saw me worthy to suffer for his sake.
换句话说，在那样的不法的对待的里边
，So in under such unfair treatment by others.
他里边有一种从主而来的生命。
And yet he has a life.
是实实在在的，在他里边叫他能平安、能喜乐、能有力量的生命。
That give him strength, give him joy, give him peace and forgiveness.
我感谢主，在那种不幸的年代，我看见了生命的彰显。
So in those days of unbelieving people, I saw life.
是耶稣在那些信他的人身上的彰显。
I saw the life of Jesus manifested through the people who love him and believe in him.
所以我巴不得说，今天你如果自称你是基督徒。
So I really pray that today, if you say, I'm a Christian,
在你的生活中，你必须每天也能让耶稣活在你的里边。
That every day you may allow Jesus to live within you.
回到我个人。
Let me go back to my story.
我那个时候因为有这种矛盾的冲突。
And because of all this conflict of ideas,
我就很简单向神做了一个祷告。
And I say as a very simple prayer to God.
我说神啊，到底有没有啊？
I say, God, are you really there?
有你就向我显现吧。
If you are there, show yourself to me.
如果没有，我就真的不要制造一个精神的鸦片啊。
If you are not there, I do not want to have an opium for my soul.
神真的是又真又活的神。
And God is the true and living God.
所以我胆敢鼓励你们，如果还没信主的人去问他，去求他，他也会答应你。
So boldly I challenge you, if you say there's no God, you can ask him to show himself to you.
但是你必须出于一种真诚的存心，你不是带着一个我试试看。
But you must ask with a real seeking heart and not just say, I just want to try.
因为神从来不跟那些要试试他的人来显示他有本事。
Because God will never show himself to those who just want to try.
但是那些有心要寻找他的，他却绝对的应许说，必定可以寻见。
But those who are seeking him with a pure heart, surely they shall find him.
神的显现出乎我的意外。
So God's manifestation is more than my expectation.
并不是我们今天有些人所想的，哎，突然间有个人白白的。
God does not appear to you like a human being.
或者有什么很大的光出现了。
Or a great light shining forth and so forth.
而是我祷告后不久。
But after I prayed that prayer, not long after that,
主回答了我的祷告。
God answered my prayer.
他第一个回答我的祷告就是让我看见我里边罪恶的可怕。
The first answer to my prayer that he saw me, he helped me to see the terrible sins within my heart.
我在读书的时候，如果有同学说我不对，说我不好，我就跟他吵架。
When I was studying, if my classmate say I'm wrong or I did something bad, I will challenge him and argue with them.
因为我就一心想做好了。
Because in my heart, I want to be good, I want to do good.
所以我不可能错的。
I say it's impossible for me to make any mistakes.
但是那一天呢，主就藉着圣灵在我心里清清楚楚地让我看见我的罪恶。
But that day God showed me who I am through the Holy Spirit.
你们见过一些水果吗？
Have you seen a fruit?
外边很好看的。
May look beautiful outside.
但是当你切开来的时候，里面都烂的。
But when you slice it open, you found that it's all corrupted inside.
我第一个蒙光照就是这个状况。
My first enlightening was that.
我觉得我里边充满了自私，充满了仇恨，充满了误会。
I discovered that in my heart is dwelt with all selfishness, all hatred, and all dirtiness.
为什么会这样呢？
How come it was like that?
我们在读书的时候，谁都鼓励我们要考书考第一。
Because when we're in school, our parents will encourage us to study hard so they can become number one.
然后我们还美其名说是叫做肯努力、肯竞争的心态。
And that we must always try to work harder all the time to get better.
但是你知道，当我一心想考第一的时候。
So when I always want to be number one,
如果别人考第一呢?
If someone else became number one,
我恨死他了。
Then I really hate that person.
我真的恨死他了。
I really hate that person.
干嘛他能把第一拿走呢?应该留给我的嘛。
How could he take away my number one?
第二件事也奇怪。
Secondly,
我今天长得这么高，其实我小时候很矮。
I'm a bit taller today, but actually I was very short when I was younger.
我读小学六年级，同班女生比我高了半个头。
And I was in primary six, the female students in my class actually about half a head taller than me.
那时候我班里有一个男生，我叫他巨人了。
And there was a boy in my class, I called him the giant.
因为我们那时候读书没有像现在有一个一定年龄的限制哈，什么年龄都可以在一起的。
Because in those years, there are students of different ages all in the same class.
那我那个男同学有一米八。
My male classmate, he was about 1.8 meter high, tall.
所以他就等于圣经里边的哥利亚。
To me, he's like Goliath in the Bible.
专门欺负人。
He's the big bully in the class.
然后呢，我每次给他欺负以后，就想跟他打架。
Every time I was bullied by him, I want to fight him.
但是我每次跟他打架，一定给他打得更惨。
But every time I try to fight back, I always got beaten up even further.
你知道我心里在想什么？
So what is in my heart?
我心里对自己发誓的。
I actually swear to myself.
长大一定报仇。
When I grow up, I will take revenge on him.
你打我耳光，我以后砍你的头。
If you beat my face, I will cut off your head.
你踢我一下，我以后砍断你的腿。
If you kick me once, I will chop off your legs.
这就是我的本相。
That is my heart.
我当时是做不到。
I couldn't do it at that time.
做得到我就做。
If I could do it, I would have done it.
而且我们很有理由啊，你为什么先打我呢？
We have all the excuses. I say, why? Because you hit me first.
那一天，圣灵把我这种本质的东西都掀出来。
That day when the Bible showed me who I am.
臭的不得了。
That it was so stinky.
我就第一次害怕的在神面前跪下来认罪祷告。
I was so afraid when I saw how bad I was. I kneeled down before God and confessed my sins to him.
我印象中足足有一两个月的时间，我每天都看见我的罪。
For 1 to 2 months, every single day, I saw my sins before God.
我为了这些罪一认罪完以后，耶稣那一个赦罪的平安就进入我的里面。
Every time I confess my sins to God, the peace of forgiveness from Jesus came to my heart.
耶稣就藉着圣灵在我里边说。
And the Holy Spirit will speak to me. Jesus will speak to me through the Holy Spirit.
我来就是要寻找和拯救罪人。
He said, I came to save and seek the lost.
你知道，耶稣的救恩比别的宗教好，就好在他能在我们的生命当中来干预我们。
Jesus is different to all other religions because He can come into our life and interrupt our life.
他不像其他的宗教告诉你，你要好好改好这个，改好那个，然后到我这里来，我就帮助你。
Other religions say to you, improve your behavior here and there and come to me so that I can help you.
他是清清楚楚地说，照着你的本相，我拯救你，我接纳你。
But Jesus said, just as you are, come to me, I'll receive you and I will save you.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，丰丰满满的有恩典，有真理。
The word became flesh, dwelt among us full of grace and truth.
是一个爱的关系。
It is a relationship of love.
一个人跟耶稣发生这种生命的关系，
When a man had this relationship with Jesus,
肯定是一种爱的关系。
It is certainly a relationship about love.
而不是一种充满了恐惧的心态。
And it's not one that filled with fear.
因为他是这样的来就近罪人。
Because that's the way he saves sinners.
他不仅仅来把神的爱 给我们显明了。
Not only he came to show us the love of God,
而且他还来做一件的事情。
And he did another thing,
就是特要接着使败坏那掌使权的魔鬼。
That through death, he destroyed the one who has the power over death.
并且要释放那些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人。
And he will save and deliver those who live in the fear and bondage of death.
如果有人说他不怕死，都是讲假话。
If someone say I'm not afraid of dying, they're all lying to you.
我从很小没有所谓无神论的教育。
When I was young, being under the teaching of atheism.
但是没有人教我，也没有人吓唬过我。
No one frightened me, no one taught me.
但是我就是怕死。
But I was afraid of dying.
不只是自己怕死。
Not only afraid of myself dying.
我还怕死人。
I even afraid of dead people.
我知道某个房子里边死了人。
If I knew someone died in that room.
我好多天不敢从他门口走过。
I would not dare to even pass by their house.
你问我怕什么，我说不出来。
You ask me what I'm afraid of, I can't tell you.
死是一种的势力。
Death is a power.
所以世界上有很多叛徒啊。
So there are many rebellious people in the world.
为什么会做叛徒啊？
Why would they be rebellious?
因为他怕死啊。
Because they were afraid of dying.
他不怕死，他肯定不用做叛徒的。
If they would not be afraid of dying, they would not need to betray people.
甚至连强盗都知道我们怕死。
Even the robbers knew that we are afraid.
我听过一个这样的故事。
I heard of this story.
在香港。
In Hong Kong.
有一个强盗跑进了人家电梯里边去。
There was a robber who went into someone's elevator.
然后他拔出个小刀出来，指着那个人。
And then he took out his knife and pointing at that person.
要钱还是要命？
He said, "Do you want to keep your money or you want to keep your life?"
我看十次九个人都会说，我当然要命，钱你拿走好了。
And of course, most of the people answer say, "I want my life, so you can have my money."
那中国人还更奇怪。
And Chinese people is even stranger.
不只是真实的死，连死这个字我们都要避忌，对不对？
He said even not even they're afraid of death. They even try to avoid using the word death.
我们甚至家里有亲戚有什么或者有朋友犯了严重病危的病。
If they have friends or relatives who have a sickness that is going to die.
我们这些做儿女、做朋友、做家长的，都会非常关心他、爱他。
And then those parents or friends or relatives of this person,
我们会千方百计的告诉人说，千万别告诉他，他的病会死。
And you even tell people to tell the sick person say, tell people to avoid telling the sick person that you are very sick, you're going to die.
我知道中国人当中很多到死还不知道自己犯什么病。
A lot of Chinese people, patients who had terminal illness don't even know what they're dying of.
我们爱他，我们怕这个死吓死了他。
Because we love that person, we do not want to tell them what they really have in order to frighten them.
所以耶稣来就是要把死亡给废掉。
But Jesus came, he put away death.
他亲自取得一个肉身的形状。
He took on the human flesh.
甚至可以为人的罪来死。
He can even therefore die for us.
但是他又从死里复活了。
But then he was raised from the dead.
他把死亡的毒钩给废去了。
He has cancelled the hook of death.
所以你看见一个基督徒，一旦他得着了耶稣的救恩。
So when a Christian receives salvation of the Lord Jesus,
他得着了这一个重生的新生命的同时，
when he receives a new life from Jesus,
他真的就不再害怕死亡。
Then no longer he will be afraid of death.
因为死亡不再属于他的。
Because death no longer controls him.
他是属于主的。
He belongs now to God.
主说过，我曾死过，但是我活了，而且只活到永永远远。
The Lord Jesus said, "I have died, but I have lived again, and I'll live forevermore."
主甚至说， 信我的人虽然死了也必复活。
And the Lord Jesus said, those who believe in me, even though they die, they shall also live again.
活着信我的，他们就永远不死。
And those who live and believe in me, they will never die.
所以一个得着主的生命的人，
So if a person received the life of Jesus,
是已经胜过死亡的势力的人。
And then he is a person who has overcome the power of death.
你可以看见只有基督徒敢对世界上的人讲。
So only Christians can tell the people in the world.
来看基督徒是怎么死的。
Come and see how a Christian died.
因为死亡不属于基督徒。
Because death do not belong to Christians.
我们在他里边已经得着永远的生命。
Because in Christ we have received eternal life.
道成了肉身，还给我们一个非常宝贝的身份。
The word became flesh and gave us a new identity.
是一切宗教无法给我们的。
It's something that all the religions cannot give us.
所有的宗教会告诉你，你努力一点。
All the religion tell you to work harder.
也许有一天你也能够成仙成佛。
Maybe one day you can become like God himself.
但是只有我们的主告诉我们，
But only our Lord can tell us.
我们一旦得着主的救恩，
Once we receive the salvation of the Lord,
他就赐给我们神儿子的生命。
He has given us the life of His Son, our Lord Jesus.
所以我们就开始称神为阿爸父。
That's when we can call God our Abba Father.
所以整个基督徒跟神之间的关系是一种爱的生命的关系。
So the relationship between Christian and God is a relationship of love.
绝不是什么条例做法。
It is not concerning rules or set regulations.
当然如果我们还没有去经历这一个可以去摸可以去听的救恩的时候。
But if we have yet to have a experience of this life that we can touch and hear,
我们就会变成一个宗教徒。
Then it's easy for us to become a religious person.
宗教徒里边最缺少的东西就是生命。
A religious person, what he is lacking is life.
他可以做的外边非常非常的合规合矩。
He can do everything correctly.
但是他里边没有与神之间那种爱的感情。
But he do not have a relationship of love with God.
他没有感觉到每次到神的面前是一种非常亲切的事。
He did not know or understand that coming to God each time it should be something personal and close.
我花了多一点时间讲到这方面是为什么？
I have spent a bit more time to talk about this. Do you know why?
因为我知道在当今这个西方世界，
Because I know today in this Western world,
我们可以很容易接触也听到很多有关圣经跟基督教的教导。
Because we have heard of many teachings about Bible and about Christianity.
但是我想提出一个很严肃的问题是。
But I want to tell you one serious problem.
你的信仰是单单在你的头脑里边呢？
Is your belief only remain in your head?
在你的生活行为呢？
Or in your daily living?
还是在你心里有一种活生生的生命的要求和渴慕。
But do you have a real demands of how you should live within your heart as a living experience?
你一定要弄清楚耶稣是谁。
So you must make this clear. Who is Jesus to you?
他不仅仅是一个道理上的救主。
He's not just a savior to you in your head, in your doctrines or understanding.
他要住在你的里边，改变你的人生。
He must live within you, change your whole life and your destiny.
当你接受耶稣，让他在你的心里成为你的所爱的主的时候。
But when you accept Jesus personally into your heart to love him,
其实你会发现一下子周围的一切都变得特别的可爱。
And you suddenly discover that everything around you become lovable.
你会突然间发现人生每一个阶段非常有意义。
To discover that every stages of your life became meaningful.
你会放弃那种今天世人上在追求的那种的目标。
And you start to lose the focus that everyone else is chasing about.
因为你知道只有耶稣是你心灵能够满足的唯一的原因。
Because you knew that Jesus is the only reason that can satisfy you, can solve all your desires.
如果在主耶稣之外，
apart from the Lord Jesus,
你还有许多的目的，你还有许多觉得可以叫你满意的。
You still think there are other things that can satisfy you or you can seek after.
我真的是劝你，
I really want to plead with you.
到主面前再去求他。
Come to the Lord and seek him. Seek after him yourself.
求他来干预你的生命。
Ask him to come into your life, interrupt your life.
好让你的人生有非常清楚，好像很平凡，又是很伟大的目的。
And that your life may look common on the outside, but yet has a great adventure and a great destiny.
你在这世上绝对不是个孤儿，没人理你。
And you will not be like an orphan in the world that no one cares about you.
因为你有一位天父。
Because you do have a heavenly father.
这位天父爱你，无时不刻的，无时无刻的在关怀，在注视着你。
And this heavenly father loves you, and he will care for you at every hour, at any time.
所以这不仅仅是我们基督徒经历过的，而且要告诉你的一个事实。
So this is a fact that we as Christians must tell you, must witness to you.
甚至你记得当耶稣出来服侍当时的世代，传福音，行神迹，最终他很快就要回到天父那里去的时候。
So when Jesus came to this world, lived among us, performed miracles, tell us what we need to know, and then just before he left us to go back to his father.
他要问他的门徒说，
He asked his disciples,
人说我是谁？
Who do men say I am?
有人说他是以利亚。
Some say you are Elijah.
有人说他是耶利米。
Or Jeremiah.
有人说他是先知里的一位。
Or one of the prophets.
但是耶稣要他的门徒清楚地回答他。
But Jesus demanded his own disciples to answer him of what they think of him.
那你说我是谁？
He said, Who do you say that I am?
我盼望你自己心里也要去面对这个问题。
And I really hope that you can face with this question yourself.
你可以听见别人讲耶稣是这个，是那个，是这个。
You hear people say Jesus this, Jesus that.
但是我可以很诚实的说，
Let me tell you honestly.
你不能把耶稣放在任何一种类型的人中。
You cannot just put Jesus in any type of people.
他每一样的美德他都有。
Because he had all the human virtues that man has.
但是这所有的美德加起来还不能说明耶稣。
But all these human virtues, when you add them all together, they still cannot be compared to Jesus.
对耶稣的独一的认识。
Your unique understanding of Jesus.
必须来自启示。
Must come from revelation.
当彼得回答说你是基督，是永生神的儿子的时候。
So when Peter answers it, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
耶稣就对他说。
Jesus said to him,
西门巴约纳，你是有福的。
Simon Barjona, you are blessed.
这不是人的智慧能教你的。
This is not what was given to you by flesh and blood.
你记得，没有任何一种人间的教育、教导能够告诉你耶稣是谁。
So no human education can teach us who Jesus is.
只有天上的父给你启示，你才能认识耶稣是谁。
So only when the Heavenly Father reveals it, then can we know who Jesus is.
到后来，保罗想起这件事，他就说。
When Paul thought about this, he said,
若不是被圣灵感动的，没有一个人能称耶稣是主的。
Unless it's anointed or inspired by the Holy Spirit, no one can say Jesus is Lord.
你要知道这句话多严重啊。
Do you know how serious this is?
这不是一个宗教俗语。
Because this is no longer a religious practice.
因为我们习惯了在宗教场合里边常常称他为主。
Because we have commonly said Jesus is Lord in the religious cycle, circles.
但是当圣灵把启示放在你的里边的时候。
But when the Holy Spirit revealed Jesus in your heart and in my heart,
而当你称他为主的时候。
When you call him as your Lord,
意味着一件事。
It means that
从今以后我必须听命于我的耶稣。
From now on, I must listen and obey Jesus.
我不能再选择我自己喜欢的事情和前途。
I can no longer choose my own ways, my own will.
但是我却愿意在主为我安排的一切环境中来顺服主奇妙的带领。
But I want to obey him and submit to all the ways, the interesting way or a unique way he's going to lead me.
不是你为他做什么事。
Not that you do anything for him.
而是我这个人已经属于他。
But you acknowledge that you belong to him.
耶稣也要问我们每一位。
And Jesus will ask each one of us,
你说我是谁？
Who do you say that I am?
我们求主的圣灵也在你的心中把启示赐给你我。
May the Holy Spirit reveal this to your hearts and to my hearts.
以致我们愿意说你是主，是基督，是永生神的儿子。
Until we all by revelation can acknowledge that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God.
很可能你觉得他那我以后我说计划都完了。
And you may say, well, all my plans are now finished.
但是我可以非常非常诚实地告诉你。
But I can tell you honestly,
能有一种生活比把自己交给主更加的安全。
No other lives is safer.Until you give it to the Lord.
更加的稳妥。
Because you'll be sure.
更加的有福。
More blessed.
更加的轻松。
And free of concern.
所以神的智慧总是向那些自以为智慧的人隐藏起来。
So God's wisdom is always hidden from those who thought they are wise.
总是向那些像孩子一样单纯的人显明出来。
But it will be revealed to those who are simple like children.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我们有一点祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，愿意你也再次对我们的心来说话。
Lord, may you again speak to our hearts.
真的让我们能够再一次来面对你的时候，能够听见你问我们说，你说我是谁？
May we come to you and be able to hear you say to us, asking us, who do you say that I am?
主啊，让我们不敢把你当成工具来使用。
Lord, help us not to use you like an instrument.
而是把你真正的看见，说你是我的主宰。
But truly see that you are our Lord.
我们跟你之间必须是有爱的关系。
We must have this relationship of love.
必须有生命的关系。
We must have life.
我们愿意把我们的一生交给你来掌管。
We're willing to give our life to you, Lord.
来听从你调度。
To listen to your command.
来为你而生活。
And to live for you.
奉主的名求。
In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.